This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Avivit Fisher, the principal of Red Strategy, a marketing consultancy. She's a marketing coach for therapists in private practice. Avivit, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So tell us, Avivit, why did you decide to focus on a niche like therapists in private practice? Let's start there.
That's actually a question that I get quite a lot because, you know, I don't come from the mental health industry. So people are a little bit surprised. And to be honest, when I started my consultancy, I was not servicing this niche. I was working with just small businesses, and I had some clients in healthcare industry. But then it directed me to this particular niche after a personal incident. And 4 years ago, I was involved in a house fire. The apartment building where I lived had burned to the ground. It was about 240 apartments. And all the people in those apartments, myself and my family included, have lost everything. And when I was dealing with all that, I was looking for information of how to deal with the stress post-fire. And I was looking for information online, and I honestly couldn't find anything helpful. I mean, there's a lot of practical information in terms of insurance and just the main necessities of rebuilding your life. But in terms of mental health, there's very little out there. And in addition to that, you know, the community where I live in New Jersey has been very helpful. They created a center where people could donate money and clothes and necessities, and the Red Cross was present there. And there was no mental health provider that was present that created any kind of outreach program for people, for the victims of the fire. And there was about almost 1,000 people out there. And I found it a little bit strange that such a big opportunity to help so many people. There were children there were elderly people, married people, you know, single people. It was different kinds of people dealing with different problems post-fire that were not being serviced in terms of mental health. Or maybe they had to go like me and look for help themselves. For me, it took about over a year to find the right therapist to talk to. And so there I saw like a very big gap between the information that's available from the mental health provider's perspective and the information that people like me are searching for. Because people like me are searching for something, very specific, how to deal with a specific situation or a feeling. And the information that's being marketed from a mental health provider's perspective is like the expertise or specific diagnosis. So I saw the big gap, and I saw the opportunity of bridging this gap with developing the right marketing message for therapists in private practice to attract the people who really need their help. And in addition to that, in the last few years, there's been a growing conversation about mental health overall. You know, celebrities are talking about that, individuals on, social media are talking about that. And I really wanted to participate in this conversation and contribute to it with my expertise, with my professional expertise, because I find it extremely interesting, and it's also very necessary. So this is how I chose to focus on this niche. And I enjoy working in it very much.
Well, first of all, I can't even imagine having to go through such a traumatic event, a lifetime traumatic event, and then seeing a need, already being an expert in the marketing space, seeing a need and doing something about it. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing and for even coming out to share your story and your journey. Really appreciate it. Now, what is the main problem with not marketing yourself as a therapist today?
Well, thank you for saying that before. And, you know, there's kind of, it's a little bit complicated question because there are three main things. There's a business, from a business perspective for therapists, the main problem is that it's kind of hard to grow without marketing. Unless you come, you open your private practice with an established reputation and you get a lot of referrals for clients, or unless you decide to work with insurance providers and this is how you get your clients, you're basically opening a new business, and a business needs to be marketed. And according to American Psychological Association, somewhere around 44% of psychologists go into private practice, so the majority of them have their own businesses. And when you open your own business, you need clients because you need to sustain it, right? And you have to pay your bills, you have to pay yourself, you have a certain lifestyle expectation for yourself. And if you are not proactively marketing yourself, you kind of leave it either to chance or to the public to fill your calendar. And a lot of therapists find themselves in a situation where they have to take anybody, not necessarily the people that they would like to work with or the, you know, the expertise that they would like to use, but anybody who finds them, they have to take them on as a client because they need to sustain themselves and grow. So it creates burnout in some situations. And, you know, a lot of people get disillusioned with owning a private practice. So that's a business problem. Now, there's another problem from a client's perspective. And as I said before, they just can't find the right provider because, I mean, as a therapist, if you're not marketing yourself, a person who really needs your help and is a good, would be a good fit can't find you, you know. And there's another aspect to this problem that I wanted to highlight is a social perspective. If a therapist is not actively promoting and marketing their services, they leave a lot of empty space for non-professionals to provide a service that they're not qualified to provide. You know, so, you know, self-help gurus who are not necessarily, who don't have the credentials or don't have the education and the expertise fill that void because a therapist is, you know, too shy or maybe feels uncomfortable to market themselves. So these are the main three problems that I see with not marketing yourself as a therapist today.
And certainly some solid points that you make right there. Thanks for that. Now, what does a clinician need to keep in mind when they are marketing their practice?
I think that the main thing that the clinician needs to keep in mind is focusing on their client. You know, I see a lot of therapists trying to market, you know, their credentials, their expertise, their specialties, and those are very important things, but this is not necessarily what the clients are looking for. The clients are looking for, you know, for something that can help them with how they feel or what they're going through. And they don't necessarily know what their diagnosis is. For example, with me, when I was looking for a therapist, like I didn't know that I suffered a trauma, right? I was just looking for somebody to help me deal with the with my mental health post house fire. Right now, I know that I needed PTSD treatment, but then I was just looking for somebody to talk to about a house fire. So you need to keep in mind the perspective of the client, where they are coming from. And this is how a therapist should be marketing. They should create a conversation with the people that they're marketing to.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense and some good information there. Thanks once again. Today we are with Avivit Fisher, the principal of Red Strategy, a marketing consultancy. She's a marketing coach as well for therapists in private practice. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health Marketing and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now tell us, Avivit, how has people's behavior changed with respect to shopping for a therapist in the last few years?
I think that it's now mainly driven by convenience and immediacy. So I think that in healthcare in general, people are becoming less of patients and becoming more of clients. So there's much more of a consumer mentality out there. And, you know, internet is a big factor in that, because people are looking for help online. And so there's a lot, they can see a lot of competition, of therapists, and they're picking and choosing by convenience. And they're searching, as I mentioned, for something very specific. They're searching for a specific solution to a problem. And they're looking for an immediate response to a specific problem. So the providers need to take that into account when they're creating a marketing message. In addition to that, people are using Google Voice, for example, and so the way they're searching in a conversational speech. So therapists need to move away from the jargon, from professional jargon, and really adjust their content to be found by, a more casual speech. And people are looking at reviews. So like any consumers, you know, people are looking for reviews of past clients. Even if these are anonymous reviews, they are still important. And therapists need to remember that. They need to remember that online reputation is very important. So, I would say that the main points are convenience and immediacy.
Now, another thing, what are the first marketing steps that you would recommend to take for someone who is launching a private practice? Give us some feedback there.
Yeah, for sure. I think that the most important thing is to ask two main questions of yourself when you open a private practice. Is what do you want your private practice to look like, and who would you like to work with? And understanding what you want, how many hours you would like to work a week, what kind of issues you would like to treat, what kind of clients you would like to work with, will help you create a framework for, attracting the right type of client. So I would begin from there, but these are kind of strategic questions that you need to ask of yourself. Also need to understand the geographic location that you are opening your office at, because you're looking at your ideal client. So that you have to understand who the ideal client is that you would like to work with. And if the geographic location allows for that ideal client to find you. So that's another important point. And in terms of tactics, I think that the main three things that you need to focus on as you're opening your private practice is to find the right name for your practice. It's interesting that a lot of people get stuck on a name, or they find the wrong name, or just use their personal name, and then they want to move away from it. So spend the time to find the right name for your private practice. Create a website. It's extremely important to create the right website, because I mentioned the behavior of people who are searching for help earlier online has changed to using Google to find a therapist. So people are going to be looking at your website. People are going to be looking at your photograph. People are going to be looking at pictures of your office. Because this is the way they learn about you. This is the way you can sort of establish yourself as an authority and gain trust of the people who find your website. So a website is a very important tool. And then the third thing I would focus on is creating a marketing budget. And a lot of people overlook this step because, you know, marketing is somewhat of an afterthought for a lot of people who are opening the private practice. But, you know, if you don't have a marketing budget, it's going to be very difficult to promote your new business. So while some marketing tools like social media are free, they take a lot of time, and you have to account for that. Other tools are not free, like listings, like website hosting, like advertising. So creating a budget will be very helpful for the future.
Well, certainly appreciate all the information shared. Most helpful for those that need a big boost in marketing or are not currently doing anything with their marketing efforts as they are in private practice. This is much needed, and can't thank you enough for what you do in this space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
You know, I was thinking about it, and the main thing that I can recommend, and I probably will repeat myself here, but your marketing message really needs to focus on your ideal client, meaning the person that you would most likely to would want to work with, because the point of marketing is creating a conversation with the audience, with your potential client. It's not just advertising features of your business. It's creating this connection and establishing yourself as an authority, and also offering value to the public. So by focusing on your ideal client, it's going to be much easier to create this connecting message and attract the people who are really looking for your help, who are a good fit, and who are also a good fit for your business. And this is my bonus tip.
I certainly appreciate those concluding remarks, and Avivit, for joining us here today on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further information on your firm, Red Strategy, and how they could be best in touch.
Sure. So you can go on my website. It's redstrategy, REDDstrategy.com. There's a lot of free information and tools that I developed. You can also find me on Facebook, also facebook.com/redstrategy, and also on Instagram and Twitter. My handles are redstrategy. So, yeah, I'm all over the interwebs.
Again, Avivit, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Once again, we've been speaking with Avivit Fisher, the principal of Red Strategy, a marketing consultancy. She's also a marketing coach for therapists in private practice. And for further details, visit redstrategy.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.